Well, keep in mind, when I say they'll probably have an amp that slaps on the back, that's pure speculation. Radio's not even out yet, so, you know. But I know how they usually operate, and that wouldn't surprise me one iota. But it's pretty cool. It's two receivers, so it really, you know, it's got the spectrum display and all that. It's a pretty cool little radio. You know, it's kind of the 705 killer is what it is. You know, I like my 705. I'm completely happy with it. It does everything I need. And it would be something like that that would move me in the direction of that. Would be a built-in amp, but I wish I could find a way to get my 705 up to about 50 watts with no intervention, because then I could run my ALS500M in the car, and I could drive it to full output, and it's all automatic with the ICOM, but I have to get from 10 to about 35 to 50 to drive that amp to, you know, so I don't know. I mean, I guess I could get a broadband amp and put it in there and hope that the filtering and the input and output filtering in the HF amp, the LLS500M, you know, cleans it up. But I don't know. I just, you know, it starts to get pretty crazy. But I'd love to have that 705 mobile. Just 10 watts ain't going to cut it. And hell, I was trying to get up in the 500 watt class out of the mobile or better, not go backwards. But that's me. I'm a hot dog for, like you guys are for the POTA stuff. I'm a hot dog for the mobile stuff. Dakota.